Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is continuing to promote local production of Irish potatoes through the National Irish Potato Program, the NIPP. In today's program, we'll hear more, and later, our proverb of the day. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Stay with us.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
Irish potato, its scientific name Solanum tuberosum, is an important source of complex carbohydrates, fiber, and other essential nutrients. Currently, there is a consumption demand of 33 million pounds per year, which the Ministry of Agriculture is seeking to get local farmers to meet. Now, considering the facts, 2,500 farmers are targeted for training under the National Irish Potato Program, the NIPP. 185 women and youth have benefited to date under the initiative. Aside from the training, 40 hectares of land has been allocated to beneficiaries and full grant funding made available. 26-year-old beneficiary Tanisha Edwards from Caron Hall in St. Mary gives her feedback on the program.
It's one of the best opportunities for ladies and young people because, you know, it's hard for us to get jobs. It's a good that the government have brought about.
Alva Anderson, a 29-year-old farmer from Castle Kelly in St. Anne, also says the program has helped him to learn new strategies in the production of Irish potatoes.
It has taught me how to prepare the field, to plant it, the planting distances, how to apply the fertilizer, to apply the fungicides and insecticides, the dosage rates, how to mold it and when to mold it, how to keep weeds out of it, how to look for fungus and insects, how to store it when it's matured, how to reap it, and also how to find markets. It's a career that teaches you independence, how to be an entrepreneur, self-reliance. It encourages discipline and focus.
Chairman of the NIPP, Donald Robinson, says participants are elated at the opportunities they've been afforded under the program.
They are over enthused about the support that they have received from the Ministry of Agriculture and RADA. And of course, the whole thing boils down to money in pocket. And they have seen with their hard work the type of returns that they can get if they just bend their backs a little.
The longer the crop stays in the ground, the greater the yield. Therefore, the NIPP chairman is encouraging farmers to ensure their crop care program is at its peak so they can get maximum yield. The proverb for this morning is, "Silent river run deep." Translation, a silent river runs deep. This means that quiet people are not necessarily quiet. There is often a lot more to them than meets the eye. That brings us to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, please feel free to keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With studio engineer Andre Palmer and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.